Hey there! Welcome to The Horrible Show, the video game podcast for HorribleNight.com. Our continuing coverage of E3 2011. This is day two of our coverage. Tonight we're going to be focused on the Nintendo press conference. I'm your host, Justin Lacey, gamertag JDevil. And joining me tonight, we've got a little bit more of a full crew. We've got Cole Monroe.
What's up?
Ethan Moses.
What's up?
And returning, Josh Lee.
What's up?
I don't know what's up, but I feel the pressure to answer the question. We're going to get right to it. We're going to keep this as tight as possible, but we tend to tangent a lot, so I'm sure that will derail pretty damn quickly. But Nintendo had their press conference earlier on Tuesday when we were recording. And the reason we're kind of skipping ahead to Nintendo and we'll revisit Sony tomorrow is just because Nintendo's new console announcement was kind of a bigger deal than anything Sony had going on. No offense to the Vita, but but before we get into everything to do with that fantastic siren-like name,
they're gonna buy that off me. I'm gonna be the new Kevin Butler for Nintendo.
All right, you harness you save that energy for later, but we're gonna kick things off with the way they kicked off with all their Zelda coverage. At the beginning of the press conference, I kind of recapped. Hey, it's 25 years of Zelda. There's anniversary stuff. They will be releasing Skyward Sword for the Wii this holiday season, so it won't be a launch game for the new console as everybody feared. And also, they'll be releasing the Four Swords as a free download this fall. Mm-hmm. And Cole, you know the soundtrack stuff a little bit better than me.
Yeah, they had a full orchestra perform a bunch of different medley of tunes for their Zelda trailer. I guess they showed like a 25th anniversary trailer showing all the games, and they're going to be releasing a soundtrack performed by an orchestra, and they're also going to tour it around in different areas across the country. So if you're a huge Zelda music fan, you can check that out. Soundtrack, I believe, is going to be coming out when Skyward Sword comes out. I think it'll be like a pre-order bonus, or you'll just get it at the time of purchase. And as well as, I think if you join Club Nintendo, you'll get it, and you'll also get a soundtrack of Ocarina of Time if you join Club Nintendo, or you're already a member. Not real clear about that.
Oh, I'm glad they're doing something with the music, but it's still the whole 25th anniversary stuff is a lot more subdued than I expected. And I mean,
yeah, why don't they have like a collection like they did like All Stars? Yeah. That would have been cool.
What I'm curious about is how many spankings do you have to get into Club Nintendo?
Was it for babies?
Was it like a fraternity? Like, do you have to go through like, you know, some hazing? I mean, just you get an in on a jacket to wear. I'm curious.
You get an awesome old school Nintendo power jacket.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds awesome.
I think they lock you in a room with a bunch of angry chickens and all those chickens. Never mind. I was trying to make a Zelda reference to it, but I gave up.
No, I was actually following you on that.
Yeah, and I was gonna try to come up with the same sound, but I realized I probably can't do it, so I just refrained.
But again, like all of these, well, all the franchises that we grew up with are kind of hitting this 25-year milestone, and
boy, do we feel old.
Yeah, but I guess
that's kind of crazy.
Even with the Mario stuff, they didn't really do as much as I expected with it. Like, like the Mario All-Stars 25th edition, that thing sucks, and I was hoping for at least that for Zelda, but 25 seems like a bigger milestone that they're kind of missing the mark on. But it was nice that, you know, they did give it its due in the press conference. They probably focused on it a little too much, but, you know, can't complain about the Zelda music.
And also, if you're Link's Awakening is out tonight on the, was it DSi store? Or yeah. So it's a good game.
Exciting. That was my vacation game. Like, I played that all the way down to South Carolina, so it has a special place in my heart.
But any other reactions as far as Skyward Sword? I mean, it seems to be, you know, if you're still holding on to a Wii, that might be the one game that you're still waiting for. But even as a big Nintendo fan and a big Zelda fan, I could care less.
I mean, I'm definitely going to pick it up just because I'm a huge Zelda fan, and I was actually just reading an article about somebody wrote saying they just got hands-on with it and said it was awesome, and that got me all fired up, saying the puzzles were hard, and I'm down for a challenging Zelda game. Hopefully it'll live up to that. I'm done with the easy stuff.
I need some Zelda propaganda to pump me up, because...
Yeah.
Would you play just play Darksiders again? Like, I wasn't excited about Zelda until after I finished that game, and now I'm kind of like, hey, I wouldn't mind a little bit more
Dude,
Zelda.
So. Darksiders 2, I'd rather play that.
Well, yeah, I would too. Yeah, I would too.
Is that coming out this fall?
Next year. Next year.
I think everybody was lukewarm on Skyward Sword after last E3's presentation. That was not very exciting.
They pushed it back to holiday season. I mean, they just don't have any flagship games come out. It's really kind of a bummer, and that kind of actually leads us into their extensive 3DS coverage, because they rehashed a lot of games, and I don't see anything worth buying a 3DS for at this point.
I actually feel the opposite.
All right, well, let me run down these games, and I'll kind of throw out like what they've done to them, but basically they revisited a lot of their franchises. Hey, there's a 3DS Mario Kart coming out, and it's tricked out. Like, you literally can swap go-kart parts and do some editing like that. And there was a brief clip at the end of the video showing Mario using a hang glider. I don't know how much that's actually integrated into the game, but that was a little bit different. But it just looks like your normal Mario Kart upgrade. And then
hang gliders? Sold. Yeah. I'm sold.
They showed off Super Mario 3D, which is, they're touting the first 3D game made for handhelds. And actually the gameplay was kind of going back and forth between 3D and 2D, and had much more new Super Mario Brothers feel to it as far as the 3D graphics went. But it looked like a fun Mario game, and the Tanuki suit made a comeback. But I was kind of underwhelmed at that point.
And, it looked a lot like, you know, Galaxy, I thought.
Yeah. It's just more of the same, but lesser, because it's all in the handheld, was kind of my reaction.
Also, how do they not show him flying with the Tanuki suit in the trailer? That would be the first thing I'd show.
Did they show him turning into the statue?
No.
No.
He was just kind of waddling around, hitting things with the tail.
And don't.
They also showed off Star Fox 64 3D, which is a mouthful of numbers, and it looks like Star Fox. And the cool thing they were showing off was you could do battles with your friends, and they used the 3DS camera, so you would always see their faces and their reactions as you're battling. But I don't have enough friends with the 3DS, so
yeah. But I thought that looked awesome. Last night on the when we're covering the Microsoft conference. I said, when we're talking about Kinect stuff, I said, you know, wouldn't it be cool? This is what I'm looking for out of these kind of devices, is give me like live video in game, like overlays and stuff.
Yeah.
And they did something like that. And even kind of cooler, you know, you actually see it over the guy's R wings. Yeah. Yeah. Low res, though. Very low res.
I just don't have enough friends that actually have faces to see. You know? That's my problem.
What a different route with it. And then they also showed off the option to control it with the 3DS itself by using it as a motion controller.
You better turn off the 3D to do that.
The last game they showed off was Kid Icarus Uprising, which I found pretty much impossible to follow the trailer. It was very schizophrenic, and but there seems to be a combination of rail shooting, and there's also a multiplayer mode, and surprisingly, I don't know why it's surprising, but the characters had voices that kind
ground,
of
ground combat as well.
And it just looks like there's going to be a variety of gameplay in it, but it's hard to get a feel for how that game will actually play.
Anyone really care about Kid Icarus? I mean, is anybody really pumped up that like a game's finally come out after what? How many years? Like 25? Like, he was on Super Smash Brothers, and then now, like, I mean, who's excited about that?
It's the only one I'm kind of paying attention to, because I'm over the rehashes at this point.
Yeah, I don't know, Kid Icarus has never been, I didn't even know he was in an actual game. I knew he was, you know, part of the, Power Captain Team. Squad, you know. But yeah. That was about all. And then I was like, oh, he actually had a video game. So, but yeah, you're right. I mean, that is, you know, a much different, I mean, from the Mario Kart and the Super, you know, everything else just being rehashed. So,
Cole, like, defend this for me, because I'm.
Well, first of all, I have to correct you on one of your omissions. My wife's favorite GameCube game is getting an update, Luigi's Mansion.
No, I omitted that on purpose.
No, she loves it. she's pumped about it. I don't know if she's going to buy a 3DS, but yeah, she's excited.
As somebody who didn't play Luigi's Mansion, what exactly, and I saw it in the, you know, the trailer montage thing they did. What exactly is it? Like, what kind of game?
I have no idea. I never played it. And I have no interest in it whatsoever, but my wife loves it, so.
Ghost busting.
Yeah, with ghost busting. You shine a light on the ghost and then you suck him with the vacuum. 2D play, I guess that's what it
dirty.
Is.
That's not how you catch ghosts. No.
You taunt them with your bros.
You can't cross the streams. Anyway, I was so lukewarm about 3DS when it came out, and still kind of am, but I haven't played a Mario Kart game since, I don't know, GameCube, and that game was horrible. I hate Double Dash. And I don't know, like, I just got excited and was like, oh, these are familiar franchises that I might want to play, but will probably never buy a 3DS. And watching the Mario, I don't know why they couldn't just give us a new Super Mario Brothers and make it 3D. The one that they have they showed with the Tanuki suit and everything, it looks boring. Like Mario is like it's vibrant and colorful and all these things are going on the screen, and this is like dull, and like the 3D world, like the blocks and stuff were just all white, and the trailer I saw, it just looked really boring.
It was odd because it looked like they're doing everything right, but you nailed it. It looked boring. Like I felt like the magic was gone for me, and I've been a Nintendo supporter in these recent painful years, and it was just like it didn't hit me at all. It kind of shocked me.
Well, would you feel the same if you were 8?
I don't know. What does an 8-year-old think of Mario at this point?
They
I
haven't
don't know.
Played any other Mario games. Yeah. They don't have that relationship, I wouldn't think. This might be like their first experience besides New Super Mario Brothers, and even then they might be like, eh.
I think Mario just ended our relationship.
Do you think that now is the time that we saw like a Super Mario reimagining where it's like a little bit more, you know, evil and dark, kind of like that Mario?
Sonic?
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Well, you know, like, you know, when you jump on the turtles, like in real life, their limbs explode out and Mario's a little bit sinister. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, we're rehashing the same game over again. Maybe we need to get those little kids interested, because kids nowadays like crazy shit. You know what I mean? So they'll probably be a little bit more attracted to a Mario that's like smoking cigarettes and like setting things on fire. I mean, am I wrong? Am I missing the kids out there? I don't know.
But I think that Cole was kind of onto something though. With I've been playing kind of all of these games, and you know I have a DS, and I've been playing the different Mario versions that come out. I haven't really taken a break, and maybe I need to adopt the kind of EA Sports mentality where I play every other one, and maybe the magic will still be there. Because like I've been playing all the Mario Karts, so I'm kind of done. But let's just.
Well, the one good thing about this Mario Kart is they're allegedly not rehashing any of the tracks, and everything will be all new, which is kind of what has sucked about the last couple Mario Karts. They've just, you know, put old tracks in the game and said, here's a new Mario Kart game.
16 old ones, 16 new ones type of thing.
Yeah, but I think this is supposed to be all new. And you can race underwater.
they're doing all kinds of weird stuff. Yeah. Last bit of DS stuff, they did then do a third-party game montage of because they have all these developers that are developing for the 3DS, and the ones that they none of them really stood out to me. Like, I'm looking forward to the 2 Resident Evil games. Ethan, you'll talk about one of those later. The Driver game looked like hell.
I didn't even catch that.
it just graphically didn't even, it looked like it could be on the DS, not the 3DS. But the Cave Story looked pretty damn cool. Like, it's an indie favorite, and they're kind of the games I'm most excited for 3D wise are 2D games where they play with the depth in the background, and this is a game that may reach a completely new audience, and hopefully it does. And so that's the one I'm kind of cheering for, but not a system seller. And they also brought back Tetris, which kind of made me chuckle a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you can play Tetris for free basically all over the place. But I do agree, Cave Story, I think Cave Story, that's a perfect application. I mean, that's a perfect, system for it to be on, most definitely.
And also Nintendo, they talked a little bit about their eShop, and they released Excitebike with
a little
3D applique on top, and I guess it's supposed to be pretty good. So that'll be interesting to see if they can do that with other older games.
Is that weird that has swayed me the most? Like, if I've faltered at all towards, I might impulse buy a 3DS today because I can get Excitebike.
No, Excitebike is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's also 27 years old. I was just, when he said that in the press conference, I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was out before I started playing video games.
So they showed a little bit of the Snake Eater as well, which,
The Metal Gear game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of those games, and I think that the Snake Eater was the best one, and wouldn't mind playing it on 3DS.
But Good, Cole.
Did you happen to watch the Konami, preview of it?
No, I haven't checked out their stuff yet.
Okay, well, Yoshi.
You scared me away from the Konami press conference, so.
Good, I'm glad.
That's
what I did on my Friday night.
But when I'm looking at this list, we're still in that phase of game conversions that third parties can make quickly to get out on the system. We're still not seeing the all-out original titles that are system sellers that are developed for the 3DS. And I guess I was expecting more about for the second batch of games, because there really just hasn't been much to sell it yet. And I thought they needed to make a little bit bigger waves, and for me, that didn't happen.
Yeah. Hype window's a little bit wide right now, I think, for the 3DS.
Yeah. It was kind of sad. So that kind of put me in a bummer mood for what we all came to see, which was the announcement of the new console, which we never actually saw the console, but we were all hung up by the name anyway, because I honestly expected them to drop Wii completely. So when they came out with Wii U, I was just baffled.
It's such a lazy name. It really is.
It's hard. It's hard not to get hung up on it.
I hope their next console, since they're loving pronouns so much, isn't like he, she, or something like that.
But they mainly focused on the controller, which was true to rumors that it's basically a tablet with a 6-inch touchscreen.
I think it's huge.
Yeah, involved. But it's got, full features. Let's see. It's got, cameras, gyroscopes, all the buttons of the common controllers, so they can do they can play a lot of the games that are available on the other consoles.
Same buttons as a classic controller.
Yeah, yeah. But I was just happy to see the triggers, the four triggers in line. And it has dual analog, even though it's the analogs that are kind of on the 3DS and PSP.
Stylus.
Yeah, it has stylus with the touchscreen, and then they basically did a bunch of tech demos, showing off the different usages of the tablet. The first thing they kind of showed is that it'll communicate with the console wirelessly. You can turn off the TV and move the game to just the touchscreen and take the game with you, or sit on the couch for a while. Well, as long as it's in wireless contact with the console. The console is basically running it but streaming it without any lag to the controller, which is kind of neat for just when somebody else wants to watch TV and you want to just keep.
Yeah, it's neat for relationships.
Yes, well put. They did a lot of interacting with games, as far as like they showed catching a baseball when it's flying through the air. So basically, using the screen as kind of a portal to the game you're playing, and just a lot of neat tech stuff. So a lot of potential there. It also does video calls, web browsing, and they did a lot of like motions where they were tossing things from the from the screen on the controller to the TV. Like, they tossed a video that you're watching on the controller to the TV so your friends can watch it on the TV. And looks all slick demo-wise, but it's more of a, you know, how does that actually work? But so, you know, it's innovative Nintendo, and, you know, it looks a little wonky, but from all the hands-on stuff, they're saying it's light and comfortable. And, you know, usually things look weird from Nintendo, but are relatively comfortable to use. So,
so as I was watching this, they announced the controller and the Wii U and stuff, and I got this hint. At first, I was like, and I knew there was another console. I was like, I know they're not just going to release this controller and have it hook up to the Wii. But there for a while, I thought it was just a controller.
I did too.
Yeah, because I was like, what the hell are they doing? They're dumb as hell if this is true. Because they were showing, like, basically Wii Sports and other games that are on the Wii using this controller and also using Wii remotes with it. So I was just like, what the fuck?
Now, the console was actually in the videos they were showing on the screen.
Right, yeah.
But you couldn't tell the difference because it looks like a Wii.
Right.
I mean, it's, like, almost the same size. It's white. It lay, you know, they show it laying flat. It's got the slot in the front. Yeah, it looks like a Wii.
I mean, we all saw the photos of the console itself later, but going back through the conference video, I don't even think, unless you're looking for it in that living room in the demos, I don't think you ever see it.
Yeah, yeah, and I was looking for it.
I did see it on the TV stand.
But I thought it was a Wii, and that's why I was so confused with the controller. Right. I was like, what the hell are they doing? Oh my God, this is awful. But yeah.
And then
it was okay.
They did in the conference by showing off a montage of basically third-party games that have already been announced for other consoles that will be coming to the Wii U. But the thing was, they're showing trailers that are on other systems and saying, yeah, it'll work on ours too. Like, they didn't surprisingly go into any tech talk about the specs of the console, which is, depending on how you take it, it was smart or not. Like, it's, everybody's expecting you to do that, but they didn't really have to focus on that. It was all about the controller.
That's not Nintendo. They've never done that. They weren't going to this time, no matter how fast that thing was.
Yeah, they just focus on the innovation, which was cool, but I just was left confused, and I'm just glad we started to get our thoughts together before we were able to meet. Because if you had talked to me right after that conference ended, I had no idea how to react.
Me either.
They did show one thing that really confused me in the middle of that was when Reggie showed off. And I don't even remember what he said to intro this video, but he showed this video of a bird landing on a tree, picking up, eating some flower. More flowers are blooming on the tree. It flies over the ocean, drops a flower in the water, and fish are jumping around. Like, what? And then that was it. And then he went into whatever the next thing was.
See,
like, what in the hell was that? It was a but it was, they were trying to show the power of the system's 3D, like the graphics capabilities. But he didn't say that. And, like, it was a terrible intro. And even the people in the audience were kind of like slow clapping afterwards. And it wasn't the building kind of slow clap. There was no crescendo. It was just like, oh, okay, what was that?
See, that's when I figured out. I was like, okay, there is a different console. It's just like, all
right. Yeah, right.
I mean, I think that was the whole problem, was they were showing a bunch of stuff but not explaining it in context at all. And I feel like all the coverage since the conference ended has been able to make sense of everything, but no one knew what the hell they were watching, what was going on. And, like, it makes a little bit more sense now, and that kind of just opens us up to closing out this discussion, kind of going around the table here as far as given a couple things, one or two things you like and one or two things you dislike about the Wii U itself. So anybody can jump in.
The screen looks, or the control looks neat. I have very, very little to say about it. You know what? I mean, I'm going to go right into what I don't like about it. It's all gimmick. I wasn't excited at all when I saw it. Nothing impressed me. It's just, oh, look what we can do with this new cool control. And I feel like it's going to die the death of the Dreamcast because it's in between generations. And I don't know. I always think that's a risky move. I don't really know what they're bringing to the table at this point.
Yeah, I think you're onto something still with the in-between generation stuff. Now, granted, they didn't announce the spec, so they're not locked into anything. And they have a little bit of time still before it comes out, probably late next year, but next year sometime. But, you know, for me, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, I can play the games I want to play. They they have some interesting stuff going on, but really, I'm like, okay, I'll see what I have to see what Microsoft and Sony are going to do. I'm not buying this console in the next 1 or 2 years, so there's really no rush to get this thing.
I've been thinking all day. I've been trying to think about, like, how do I articulate my feelings about this? Because I was just as confused as you first, you know, watching it. Like, if you'd talked to me right after I saw this thing, I would have been stuttering. I would have just sat there with my mouth open going, I don't know. I don't know what about it. A lot of it looked neat. They have a lot of cool tech.
Neat, yeah, is our word of the day.
I mean, they had, yeah, you know, some of the gimmicky kind of things look like, you know, those kind of features that just maybe won't be used by the big third parties. You'll see it on the Nintendo stuff. But then I saw the, you know, all the third party game announcements were, you know, there's Darksiders 2 will be on there. They said Batman Arkham City will be on there, and that'll be a year late. But they actually said that game. They didn't say a Batman game. Mm-hmm. So they announced you know, Ghost Recon. They showed Metro, Dirt, Assassin's Creed, stuff like that, and which tells me that they're, you know, that's maybe going to have better third party support than the Wii. But I guess that, you know, the thing that really kind of got me as the more I thought about it was this system, more than any that they've had in the past, is taking more ideas that either they've tried, maybe pioneered, some have, you know, kind of failed, like the GBA Link stuff. Like, if you remember, with a GameCube, you could hook up the Game Boy Advances and you could play
Final Fantasy Swords, Crystal Chronicles.
There was
that was awesome.
Yeah, but there was a Pac-Man game that did something a lot like they showed in their little montage, and I guess it's a playable demo on the E3 floor. They showed a game that had four people playing split screen on the TV, and a fifth person playing on the controller, you know, with a different view, and he's, I don't know what he's doing, shooting at everyone else from above. I'm not sure exactly what it was. It was just really a tech demo, but that's kind of like what they did with the Pac-Man game on the GameCube with the Game Boy stuff. But
I remember that now.
And PSP did that wireless, I don't know if you guys ever tried this, but you can play, I think, like, maybe Little Big Planet, some of the pixel junk stuff. You can play it on your PSP streaming from your PS3. You know, that's not necessarily new stuff. You know, they're taking all these different ideas. You know, it kind of looks like a Dreamcast controller with VMU. You know, there's all these different things, and it's kind of an iPad. You know, it's like a WiiPad. They should just call it that.
Here's my epiphany that you've just kind of led me to, Josh, and I'm turning this into my big positive or thing I'm liking about it. Because, one, we don't know what the price is going to be. No. Because, like, if it really is comparable in power to the 360 and PS3, it might not cost that much. Now, the Wii U controller might be an additional thing, but hang on a second, because the thing I really do like is the accessories that you've accumulated with your Wii will work with this. All the Wiimote stuff will work. And so you're buying this new controller, and basically they've assembled this assortment of user interface devices that you can play games in a wide variety of ways, but you can also play the core stuff. So it's almost like, okay, now we've got all these tools. As long as we continue to build systems that work with all of this stuff we're filling your house with, now we can just focus on the power of the console and getting, you know, the online stuff working more friendly for more players. And maybe they can just get back to making games at this point. Like, here are all the tools. It covers a wide range of gameplay options, and maybe enough years have gone by that developers will start to figure out how to make some pretty unique experiences. So they have a pretty wide tool set at this point, and that's kind of awesome. But what they do with it, I mean, Nintendo has been – it's all been about a potential for them, and we haven't ever seen, you know, other developers really pick up on any of the motion control stuff that to an effective degree that – everything still feels like gimmicks to us. But if, big if it all kind of comes together, they may be able to release a cheap console now and then release another one when the new Xbox and new PlayStation come out for a comparable price, but it's still using all this hardware that you already have. Am I crazy?
I just kind of feel like Nintendo is a mother, and every single, like, controller that's ever been created is like an art project from one of her children, and she just can't throw it away. She's just got to include it somehow, you know? And so I feel like, I mean, because you can essentially use, like, every control that's ever been made, you know, for the most part. Now, there's different iterations of it. Like, with the Wii, you had the, you know, the classic control. But I just feel like they can't throw things away. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the impression I get from seeing all this is they're taking these ideas. But they're also just like, ah, but we like the Wii remotes, too. And we like this. And I just, it's just overwhelming to me. There's just too much stuff, you know? I just want one control. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm a simple man, you know.
Well, you can't call something with the same name as the previous console and just leave everything by.
Yeah, that's probably got why they tied it all in. Maybe they'll you know, drop
like it, you're calling it the Wii U. Go ahead.
Yeah, I could be full of shit and they're going to just drop it all anyway. But Cole, why don't you close us out here? Any closing thoughts for the Wii U before?
You guys summed it up pretty well. Right. The one thing I really am kind of interested about is, you know, if we're watching TV or I'm playing games and my wife comes in, like I really am excited about that little transfer thing, so I could finish whatever I'm doing on the Wii Pad, as Josh so coined it. And
sounds like a doggy toy or something that you put in your kitchen if you open the door so the dog
for potty training.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'm overwhelmed. Definitely not overwhelmed. I don't know if I'm underwhelmed.
You're whelmed?
I'm whelmed, and I don't know. I still kind of don't know what to think because they didn't really show us anything. They showed us the controller. They didn't show us the console until afterwards. Mm-hmm. They showed a bunch of tech demos, which after the stream, they showed a couple demos of on Nintendo's E3 site, which were kind of cool. The Chase Me and the which they had a little Mario theme running, and then the Battle One, which had like a Metroid theme, which was pretty cool. And those look like fun, but they look like fun like Wii Sports look like fun for like a month, and then you're gonna not play it anymore. So they got. I mean, am I gonna buy a Nintendo to play Batman or Assassin's Creed and all these other casual games, or am I just going to stick with the next Xbox and just say, you know, sorry, Nintendo, well, I'm done.
Look at it from maybe one other perspective too, which is the household that just has a Wii, whose kids are maybe getting older, maybe getting into the more hardcore games, but mom doesn't want to buy an Xbox or something like that. Or dad wants to get into the games, that kind of thing.
Plus, you know, they're backwards compatible, so...
You're that right, sounds right. Like a house full of douches.
like you said, Josh, I mean, everything's backwards compatible, and that's ideal for all these people who bought into this system to play these casual games. And Nintendo, I mean, spelled it out perfectly in their press conference, saying that they wanted to broaden the audience and have the core gamers, you know, they said wider and deeper, and I thought all kinds of dirty things when they said I don't know. It was just, I get what they're trying to do and I appreciate it. I just don't know if I'm the one that's going to be laying out the cash because I don't know. That controller looks really expensive.
Oh, yeah, it does. Hey, last thing. Maybe since doesn't sound like any of us are really jumping on board with this thing at launch, maybe by the time we come around to this stuff, the console we're actually using will steal the good features and, you know, maybe. Maybe our next Xbox will throw the game to whatever tablet they've sold us that works with a lot of other stuff. That's what
there's still one other feature that they didn't announce today that they could between now and launch that would actually get me to buy one, and that's upscaling all of my Wii games.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you've seen any of that stuff running in Dolphin, the PC emulator, looks, the art styles really pop. Like the you know, 1080p Mario Galaxy looks awesome. That would sell it for me.
I also just kind of jump on that is if you could bring your virtual console games just to the pad.
God, yeah.
It would look a lot better than on your big screen TV.
That would sell me.
I'd be happy with that.
Super Nintendo on the toilet.
Where it's meant to be played.
Where you're streaming and streaming.
All right. I think that's going to wrap the...
Speaking of deeper and wider.
Jesus.
That's going to wrap the Nintendo conversation on a colorful note. tomorrow we're going to be revisit the Sony press conference, and then Thursday we will kind of take a look back at all the other third party stuff and wrap up the conference a little bit. So you may still hear more thoughts once we've digested the Wii U a little bit more before. Never mind. I was going to make a toilet joke. But let's move on to game industry shoutouts before we get out of here. Cole.
Remember that game that was awesome on the Xbox Live Arcade called Trials? Well, there's going to be a sequel, and it's going to be awesome, called Trials Evolution. And how do I know that? Because it's a sequel to Trials.
More Trials is not a bad thing.
No, never a bad thing. It's going to be frustrating. We're going to break controllers, perhaps a TV or two, but it'll still be fun.
That was good news. Ethan.
But at least you won't break a Wii Pad.
Yet.
Because I don't know if Trials is coming out. Never mind. So I'm not, you know, I don't have a 3DS. I don't know if I'm going to be buying a 3DS. But, you know, I'm always interested in Resident Evil games. And, you know, a little bit more footage of Resident Evil Revelations was out. And I saw a new trailer. And it looked really awesome. But as just a side note, is one of the enemies burst from this grate, and I'm like, oh wow, that's a pretty scary creature. And then it opens its mouth, and what looks like a penis comes out. And Jill Valentine. And it totally took me out of the moment. So I'm really excited for that game. Just a word of caution, that kind of stuff is happening.
Maybe that creature will show up in other Resident Evil games too, so we can all play it.
Deliver the deeper and wider experience.
Josh, your shout out.
During the third party Wii U montage, Aliens Colonial Marines was shown, actual gameplay from it, which, as far as I know, that's the first time actual gameplay was shown, unless I'm just out of the loop. There was a teaser released last week that was just a bunch of fan service, dropping names like Ripley and Hicks, stuff like that. But yeah, it looks pretty good. It's a shooter, and it's Aliens, but it's Gearbox. That's a good sign. Sega's publishing, not a good sign. But originally, when they announced it, they said it was going to be four-player co-op, which I'm thinking Left 4 Dead with Aliens. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to stay true to the look and feel of Aliens, the second film, which is the best of the Alien films, one of my favorite movies ever. So I'm really excited for that game. That they're actually showing it, and it's a real thing now.
It gave me very wonderful flashbacks when I saw that trailer. Like, very original Aliens versus Predator on the PC. Not like the recent one, but...
Ooh.
Man, that was the scariest game I'd played at that time. That's for sure. Insomniac announced their game that's going to be coming to all consoles. It's called Overstrike. Cole kind of teased it on the site on Monday, but I really didn't know what to expect. I think we all knew it was going to be a shooter, but Overstrike... I kind of described it as Borderlands plus what Brink should have been. It has a lot of style and character to it, and it looks to be a four-player co-op spy game, but still be a shooter. And so, you know, you got the four basic characters that they all have their different skills and gadgets and that kind of thing, and you got to work together to defeat enemies. But Insomniac games have very rich characters, and I feel like they are due for another great franchise. I've kind of had mixed feelings on Resistance, and hopefully this exposes them to a lot more players that haven't just been playing the Sony only games. So
what system is that coming out for?
It's coming out for every PS3, Xbox, and maybe PC. But
cool.
It's the first game that EA is publishing for them as part of their publishing deal. So. Insomniac is free. Very good, thanks.
Very good.
All right, that's going to do it for tonight. Thanks, gentlemen. We will be back again tomorrow, like I said. Take a look at the Sony press conference. But until then, good luck navigating the flood of E3 media, and we will do our best to help you out. And we will see you tomorrow.
Wee-oo! Wee-oo! Wee-oo!